From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Marva Hinton. The Wynwood neighborhood in Miami has changed so much over the last 10 years, and it's not by accident. A group of investors set out to reinvent the area and make it into an arts district. Tomorrow night, a documentary called Right to Wynwood premieres at the Wolfsonian FIU Museum in South Beach during the Student Film Festival. I'm joined now by filmmakers, Florida International University student Camila Alvarez and UM alum Natalie Edgar. Thanks so much for coming in, guys.
Oh, thank you.
Now, in other places, gentrification usually happens when upper middle class and affluent people move into lower income neighborhoods. But in Wynwood, it didn't really work out like that.
In Wynwood, it was kind of artificial because a business model was brought and gentrification was planned. It was developer-led instead of being artist-led.
Yes, it somehow seems as though like the art was used as kind of like a marketing tool.
And when did this neighborhood start to change?
The most drastic changes started happening at the turn of the century when the developers came to the neighborhood and began buying property and began marketing the neighborhood as an art district.
What was Wynwood like before all this?
Well, it was a Puerto Rican neighborhood. There was a lot of warehouses also, so it was a warehouse district. So there wasn't much in Wynwood.
The west part of the neighborhood was a Jewish garment district before. And then once all the businesses starting to move out to different places of the world, like China, then the warehouses were abandoned, basically. So the whole west side of Wynwood was abandoned, and then the east side was just a very poor, forgotten neighborhood.
Well, how have the long-term residents responded to all the newcomers coming in?
Some say that, oh, yeah, the neighborhood is beautiful. There's more people coming in. And so they don't really think about the consequences of that. And some of them are really conscious of that. We interviewed three people who were really worried about their situation because they knew that they were going to have to leave. And they also knew that they didn't have the power to change what was going on in Wynwood.
What do you want people to take away from this film?
I would like people to start thinking about gentrification in a different way. For us, we are artists, right? So like we do like gentrification in a way. We like the colors, we like the galleries, we like the cafes, we like Panther Coffee, Lester's. We enjoy Wynwood. But at the same time, we do think about the other effects of gentrification. What gentrification is doing to the people that live there. Because if you think about it, gentrification is a modern type of colonization because we are going to this neighborhood and we're kind of making decisions for the people that have living there since the 60s. So I don't agree with that. So what I would like people to think about is how we can do this in a different way, how we can give these people something good as we take something good from the neighborhood.
People go to Wynwood and again, like they just see all these beautiful things and they think that it's all roses and butterflies. And I mean, you have to kind of question like, how did this happen? Where did this come from? Who's it really affecting? And unfortunately, we're not usually doing that type of thing.
Okay, well, Camila Alvarez and Natalie Edgar, thank you so much for coming in to talk to me about this film.
Thank you very much.
It was a pleasure.
Their documentary, Right to Wynwood, premieres Friday night at 7 at the Wolfsonian FIU Museum during the Student Film Festival. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton.